Podpit provides insight through stories, guidance through familiar narratives, and connection through communication. All guests on the show are real people with real and incredible stories to tell, and they've kindly agreed to share that story here on Podpit. I'm Gareth Robertson, and I'm a graphic designer. I help savvy business leaders be seen, heard, and remembered with powerful graphic design. This podcast is aimed primarily at aspiring young designers and creatives who are about to fly solo and go freelance. Also to business people who enjoy learning about creativity, processes, entrepreneurship, challenge, sacrifice, success, and juggling families with running a business.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever edition of Podpit. Quite excited about this, and I'm very fortunate today to be joined by a good friend of mine, Wendy Hill, who was actually, you're the first person to interview me on a podcast. That's my first experience of podcasting was with you, Wendy.
So. Oh, fantastic. And I'm very honoured to be the first one on yours. That's quite an achievement. Thank you.
Well, thank you for agreeing to come on and help me with this first edition. So just to give you the listeners a quick snapshot of our relationship. So Wendy and I have been friends for a long time now. We met through a networking group. But before that, I think I'd done little bits of work for you, hadn't I?
Yeah, we met through mutual friend and then you did a bit of work. But really, it was the networking where we kind of really sort of made that contact, wasn't it? That became friends. Yeah.
No, definitely. So, so we've done bits of work together. We've done some podcast interviews together. We've just known each other for a while. So I asked Wendy to come and help me with this edition of Podpit, this first episode, because I want to do a bit of an introductory episode to explain what this is all about, why I'm doing it, and so on and so forth. But what I didn't want it to be was 20-30 minutes of me just talking to my microphone while sat in my studio. So I want the whole thing to be a lot more conversational. So Wendy has kindly agreed to come on and do a bit of an interview for me. So I'm going to pass over now and let Wendy introduce herself. So I'll be quiet and over to you, mate.
Thank you. So my name's Wendy. I have my own podcast, as you know. Gareth has been on it. The podcast is called Are You Really Going to Eat That? I am a food loving nutritionist. So I talk a lot about food, a little bit about nutrition on mine. And like Gareth, I quite like that sort of easy conversational style. So I'm really looking forward to having a bit of a chat with you and finding out more. So Gareth contacted me and said, I'm going to launch a podcast. And I'm like, yay, great. So Gareth, I think the first thing I'd ask you is why a podcast? Because you've always been a good blogger, you know, you've always been really good at your blogging and you've done sort of videos and things like that before. So what drew you to podcasting?
Well, I think, thank you for the compliment on the blog. I do work quite hard on that. And I think this is a natural extension of that. But the real root for this is I love stories. I enjoy talking to people with incredible stories and learning from them. And really, the why behind this podcast is as simple as that. I love stories. Most people do have something to say that's pretty amazing, even if they don't know it. And I like the idea of asking regular people to talk about things they're passionate about and discover that actually that they might be sat there thinking, oh, actually, I have actually got something quite cool to say here. I do believe that we can all learn and grow from that, from hearing people's stories. And, you know, we're programmed to respond to visuals better than any form of medium. But I do feel podcasting is an amazing way of sharing incredible stories to a wider audience as well.
I love that. I think podcasting is very personal, isn't it? You know, you tend to have your earbuds in. It's just for you. Whereas, you know, if any other kind of media happens, it feels more public, whereas it's a very personal thing. So is that going to be the theme? Because obviously Podpit could be anything, couldn't it? So, is the theme going to be kind of people telling their story? I mean, that's a great, such a wide theme. You can have anybody on, can't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. Podcasting is a very immersive experience. I in the last sort of 6 months or so, I've really got into them during lockdown, because I'll come into my studio, which you can see behind me here, if you're watching on YouTube. Instead of having the radio on, I'll have the podcast on, and I've got a few on my library, yours being one of them. But it is an immersive experience, and you can sort of like tailor what you're listening to, you know, to suit your desires, really. But it is a broad sort of topic base that I've sort of set up here, like, you know, incredible stories. But I've sort of focused it in three areas. So those three areas that I'm trying to sort of like bring it all around to is like creative, business and family. There are reasons for that, which I'll probably touch on in a bit, but that there is a naturally like creative theme going to run through it, because I'm a creative person. And I'm comfortable talking about this sort of area and leading a bit of discussion in this sphere. So the crossovers into business chat and family life are, you know, tend to happen anyway when you speak to people that you know and know well. But a lot of my peers like do listen to podcasts, and the three things that most SME operators have got in common is the challenges that business throws up, the need to think creatively to make your business work, and the joys and the joy and juggle of working through your work whilst, you know, being, you know, like working hard at family life as well. So I think they fit together quite nicely. I do. So
I do as well. So would you say, so who is your kind of audience? Are you kind of thinking like people like us? Because obviously, you know, you talk to people who share common interests, but is it kind of, are you aiming at kind of that entrepreneurial market, kind of the small business owner, and kind of sharing that those stories and that knowledge that we kind of all get, don't we, really?
Yeah, definitely. I think the two sort of like core demographics really for this are creative people, and in particular like younger creative people who are about to fly solo basically and go freelance or set up a business on their own, and also business owners in general who are just interested in hearing about other people's journeys, stories, the challenges, the successes, the highs, the lows. I find it incredibly interesting listening to people's journeys. And you know, there's always, if you have a sort of sit down on a proper chat with someone in business and you ask them some probing questions, there's always something that comes out that you sit there and you think, well, bugger me, I didn't know that, you know, and, oh, that's a good idea. You know, there's always something that you can take away if you really listen. I think there's hearing people and there's actually listening to people. And I'm hoping that, you know, Podpit is broad enough and it offers enough subject matter and topics that people will take something away from every episode.
I'm sure they will, and I love that. And I also like that you said about talking about the highs and lows, because I think, you know, as business owners, you know, and like you said, young creatives as well, if they're thinking about sort of starting that journey stuff, no one's an overnight success. It's really, I think it's really powerful to, as you know, maybe as an older business owner, to be able to share that and say, you know, actually it didn't always look like this. There is always a backstory. There's always a journey. There's always much more going on than what you just see today, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There's, we're always, everybody on the planet is, you know, it doesn't matter how, you know, how well they're doing sort of like outwardly, and they may appear to be, you know, have everything, you know, sorted, and that, you know, they're riding the crest of the wave. There's always a battle that someone's fighting. It doesn't, you know, how big or small, but there's always something that someone is dealing with, you know, in plain sight, as it were. So it's good to sort of get a flavor of the challenges that people have gone through, because at the end of the day, we're all still here. You know, we're all here, we're all battling on, we're all, you know, surviving. And, you know, like every challenge and every problem that you've had in your life, you've overcome, because if you hadn't overcome it, you wouldn't be sat here now. And in business, that I think it's important to share those stories, because someone might be living that exact problem. And if they listen into Podpit and they catch it on the right day, it could be, you know, that moment of that watershed moment where, oh, crikey, that's what I need to do. you know, and I think there's, I'm hoping that there is that takeaway from it, but it's not all about the doom and gloom, you know. No. Nice to sort of hear about the successes that people have had and things that people did that made them more successful. I think it's important to sort of see both sides of the coin.
Absolutely, absolutely. That sounds brilliant. I can't wait to hear the episode. So tell us, you know, what does your guest list look like? Have you got some people lined up already?
Stacked, actually.
Fantastic.
I think I've got about 30 or nearly 30 interviews in the pipeline. And I've had to pull some strings to get some pretty amazing people on. So I've got a list here on my screen. So I've got some internationally renowned graphic designers, some copywriters, web developers, authors, some fit pros. I've got a couple of elite athletes, potentially a former Olympian.
Wow.
And a current British boxing and Commonwealth champion as well. I'm talking to those guys, tons of like amazing business people who are really operating on a very high level within their industry, and it's very broad on that side. I've got a lot of connections. It's 9 years in today that I've been running my business, and my black book has just grown and grown. So I've got such a selection of different types of people from the business world coming on. It should be really good. It should be really insightful. You know, once it gets going, gets a bit of traction. I'm super excited to kick it all off.
I'm excited for you. Congratulations. I didn't realise it was your anniversary. So congratulations. And that's great. I love the fact you haven't told us who anyone is. So that's like keeping it going. But I think that reflects also, that list for me reflects you actually. You know, you love your sport, but you're very creative. And that kind of that, I can see that connection. I can see how that's going to really work. I'm really excited for you. I really am excited for you. So are you going to drop any nuggets? Do we know who's going to be up next episode?
Yes, I can. Yeah. The first episode's with a guy I went to uni with, and he is a world renowned graphic designer, and he'll probably hate me for introducing him like that. But that's because he's one of the most humble and lovely blokes you will ever meet. But he is an absolute talent in my industry. I think this first feature interview will be like one for young creatives in particular, and students who are about to, like, they could be, you know, graduating later this year or taking their first steps into freelance or setting up on their own or just getting a job. It will be good for like young creatives anyway, and creatives in general, because he is a very successful guy. And the episode will touch on all three core like areas of the podcast, so creativity, business and family. So it should be a pretty awesome opener, if I'm honest.
It will be a pretty awesome opener. I have every faith in that. That's really exciting. Really exciting. What's his name?
A guy called Paul Felton.
Okay. I'm not in the creative world, so it doesn't mean anything, but I'm assuming most of the listeners will know who he is. So
well, I'm hoping that most of the design people, creative people that might be listening to this will know who Paul is, and he's a very good friend of mine, and I'm really pleased he's agreed to come on today, for the first episode, because he will add some real insight and good value content. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited for you, Gareth. I really am. This is going to be brilliant. I will definitely be your first subscriber. So, awesome. So well done. So is there anything else that you'd like to tell the audience while they're listening? How regularly are the episodes going to be out? And, you know, and what kind of thing can they expect?
Looking to do it fortnightly. So I did look at potentially doing weekly, but I wanted to sort of hold back on a weekly podcast just because of time constraints, because I am still a practicing graphic designer. You know, I've got clients that I need to serve, so I thought fortnightly is probably more realistic from my side. I've sort of given it a good sort of broad brush intro here, so I don't think there's anything else I wanted to sort of add to it, save one thing. I am actually, one thing I forgot in that list that I just gave you, there's potentially a Hollywood actor I'm getting added to the guest list, but it's very, very early days on the discussions there. So there's a real mix of people, and you know, it should be it should be a really good listen.
It should be amazing. And we're recording this before you've even started doing any of these recordings. So I think that's a great list to have now, and things can only get bigger and better. So I fully expect that Hollywood actor to be on at some point in the future for you. I have every confidence. So brilliant. Thank you. It was really fun having a chat to you. I'm really excited for you. It's going to be brilliant. It really is.
Nice. Well, brilliant. Thank you very much, Wendy. It's been good. And I suppose that's probably the intro episode done, isn't it, really? So nice and quick. If anyone's listening that they want to head straight into the first full interview with Paul, that's going to be launched on the same day as this. So if you are listening and you're enjoying it, please do take in the episodes and leave a 5-star review with some kind words on how much you enjoyed it, because that is incredibly useful for any podcast. And we will be wrapping up now, and we'll see you all in the next episode. So thanks to Wendy.
No problem. Thanks, Gareth. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. See you all soon.
Thanks for being here today. I've been Gareth. This has been Pod Pit. Please don't forget to leave a review. It really does help the podcast. And make sure you tune in to the next episode. Thanks again for listening.